Ladies, gentlemen, and those not restricted by binary definitions of gender, welcome to the ad spot for Into the Gridge, another actual play D&D podcast similar in goofs and tone to role-playing and role-playing. Come check us out if you want to follow along with the audio misadventures of the GRU. You can find us wherever major podcasts are sold, as well as not sold. This is for free. And... provided podcasts are provided for free. It's a service we do for you. You're welcome. You can also find us on Twitter at Into the Gridge. Gridge is spelled like fridge but with a G. Now, without further ado, enjoy this episode of Role Playing and Role Playing.
And you notice Nicodemus's massive figure walk into the cafeteria, and like he like looks around for a second and he locks eyes with you guys, and then he sees the bucket.
We died in combat.
I do not care about the state of this artifact. I need to see, do you have the crystal?
Hear me out. How about we come up with like 4 or 5 different names?
And he kind of brings out this massive bag of gold that has a total of about 2,750 gold pieces.
Are those original blueprints for Glaucon's armor? Oh,
and Falafel has like these notes spread out everywhere. He even has some put on the walls and whatnot. And he's like,
we need to talk. Originally, when I got these notes, I was excited because this is what I study. It's amazing to see all of this work and research. But I found something that... How cool is everybody here? How cool are you? Are you guys cool? Would you guys say anything? Like, if somebody, like, put a knife to your throat, would you say something if somebody asked you to say something?
I have been trained... to accept death.
Well, I figured you're cool. I figured you're cool just out of the gate. And Augur, I know, is cool. Andy, I'm pretty sure, is cool. What about you two?
I think I'm pretty cool.
I'd say I'm pretty cool if I were to measure my own coolness.
All right. What about you?
Pretty cool.
I'd say I'm pretty cool. I got bullied in elementary school, but other than that, I think I'm pretty cool.
No, don't say that, Dane. You're awesome.
That sounds awful, and I think you're pretty cool. So, give me a moment, and you see him put wards on all of the walls.
Alright, we should be good to speak now. These notes are troubling. I am a part of an organization that is as old as Glaucon himself. We are called the Grey Knights, and we are... the premier anti-necromancy league. We are more of a secretive organization, but I believe I should key you in on what you have found.
Is Falafel a part of the fantasy Illuminati?
100%.
I believe it.
Yes, he totally is. He's like,
you have found something that is very troubling. These notes on liches and whatnot,
and panriftification, they
confirm a theory I've had for a long, long time. I believe that Glaucon is still around somewhere.
Gasp.
Yes, I'm sure you figured this
out by now, but here's... what I believe is that there is a secret ring of people who are his lieutenants, who are in high places, should we say. I've sent an investigator to, well, investigate one of these people that I believe. I've a list of hundreds of names, who could possibly be. But this, the investigators caught trail of... do you know what the subtle hand is, yes?
Augur and Andy, you guys know what the subtle hand is. The subtle hand is a... basically, like, this international smuggling thieves guild, like, international black market. And it thrives in, like, these two port nations that just kind of are across the, like, central ocean. And he says,
the leader of the subtle hand is a very reclusive man. Nobody has seen him for many years. Nobody has... think they've seen him for many years, but I believe that he may be one of our lieutenants. I have had an investigator on him, and this simply just confirms my suspicions. I will have him... I will call the investigator back. I believe it should be about a week or so before he gets here. But when he is, I will have you meet, probably in this very same room, and you can discuss his findings. But I'm simply just too scared to think right now, because this theory of mine was a worst case scenario at best. And this could spell very, very dark times ahead.
I'm sorry, sir, but how can a worst-case scenario be the best-case scenario?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, jeez. I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
No. Who? Do I need to give a history lecture? I need to know. Does everybody know what's going on?
Never.
I think a little refresher would be
good see,
for all of us.
You see his eyes kind of brighten a little bit. And Augur, you've seen this way too many times. You know he's about to go on a rant. He's like,
well, it all started back when Glaucon assumed power on the peninsula. We don't really have a name for it anymore. It's been lost to time. We know it now as the Blight Plain. It is a place where currently the undead walk. And there is a war where Glaucon, the Dark Lord, took his undead armies and swept across the nation of Nirvedain, and the current the king at the time, Bendoja, was decided to put a stop to it. He was an amazing king and an amazing person, but he gathered people from all nations themselves, and they pushed back the armies into the Blight Plain, and then they closed it off with walls after they had killed Glaucon. They closed it off with these arcane walls that seemed to be indestructible. So, fortunately, I believe we're good from that angle, but how could he have... My colleagues and I, we looked everywhere for a phylactery. We did not find any, which was disturbing. So this confirms a theory I've had, which means that at the time of Glaucon's first death, those lieutenants were already around. They must have been passed down for generations. We don't know who these could be, but my assumption is that our first target, if you guys are cool, will be the leader of the subtle hand.
Well, shit.
You know what? Subtlety is really our key, so I think you definitely came to the right place.
Oh, we are extremely subtle.
Oh, yeah, super duper subtle.
I'm starting to believe that maybe you're not very subtle at all.
But I what would lead you to believe that? Do you think I'm a liar, Falafel?
You blatantly said that you didn't piss in the coffee when I knew that you did, like, A few days ago.
Alright, you got me.
Anyways, you... Do you want to be a part of something bigger than even the Ring Bearers Guild?
I think the listeners would like that.
I think they would. I think they would too.
Well, yeah, what if we just say no?
Let's see what the birds god have. The bird gods have to say.
Tweet, tweet, do it.
Oh, yeah, okay. Right. We should probably do it then, you know.
I gotta stop. It's probably a pretty good idea. I gotta stop taking pills off the street. I swear those birds are talking.
But guys, the birds work for the bourgeoisie.
If the bird gods command it, then it must be done.
God, am I gonna create a new domain for fucking clerics? Fucking media domain?
Do it, you coward.
I will. I will literally write it after this session. But, yeah. Fawful kind of says,
alright, we don't really have much in the ways of ranks, but you are now members of the Order of the Grey Knights. Just if you see anything undead, just kill it. That's just kind of the standard rule. When my...
Hey, Trevor.
What was that?
Everyone slowly draws their swords and weapons.
What? What are we doing? Why are we... Who is undead? Is somebody undead here?
Ask no. Dane. No.
No. All right. Well.
No.
That is good. That is good.
I will say, mechanically, Trevor, you're not undead. You're, for all intents and purposes, you're just a humanoid.
I am blessed. I am.
You're chosen. You're like, if we really want to get technical, you're like a celestial construct, but I'm going to count you as a humanoid for purposes of spells and whatnot. But yeah, you're not undead.
No, I didn't choose this body.
I mean, undead don't choose their bodies either. It's not very consent.
I'm pretty sure nobody chooses their bodies. I mean, I feel like that's a general thing.
Except for transmutation wizards.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, where's my big dick? Anyways.
Audrey has it.
Oh shit, you're right.
It's true. The more I defeat, the bigger mine gets.
It's like, it just keeps growing. Like, you need like a holster for it.
What is happening?
Nothing. I don't know.
Anyways.
But you guys are members of the secret society now. Yay.
Yay.
What do you guys do for the rest of the night?
Well, it sounds like we should just go to sleep.
You guys can, yeah.
I'm gonna keep playing.
What's our
death drop?
All right, team. What's our next objective?
One at a time. I multiple people were talking.
I want to hear about death drop.
I want to keep playing death drop, but I want to see how close I can get it to hitting Falafel without actually hitting.
Go ahead and roll an attack roll.
Wait, but I don't want to hit him.
Oh, I know. The better you do, the closer you'll get without hitting him. And if you roll bad, it will hit him.
Ah, the inverse.
Attack?
Yeah, go ahead and roll like a dagger attack. So that's
22.
It lands, like, he's like moving a sheaf of paper and his fingers are spread. It lands right between his fingers.
Could you please not do that around these notes?
Could you not make this a hostile work environment?
Exactly.
In trouble with the guards.
Sure, I'm sorry, I'll stop. And then if you look at the ceiling, there's just tons of knife marks in it. Like, it's obvious I've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah, no, it's pretty obvious. Like, your whole, in fact, there's probably like a little, there's probably some holes, like, from the room above down to this, like, little, back room.
Good thing it's her room.
So yeah, you've got little spying holes, I guess, in your room downstairs. But yeah, do you guys what were you saying, Mike?
Oh, before we all go to sleep, I guess, is what Woggles wants to do. Perhaps at least I need to be filled in on what our objective is now. we know about these notes. We're part of an organization as a group. Like, what are we doing? Anyone want to fill me in? Do we have another mission already, or are we just chilling?
So, tomorrow we have to go back to what's his nuts at the Nicodemus at the guild. And he's going to give us a new job. But also, Falafel just gave us a job to kill the leader of the...
What? The Subtle Hand?
Yeah, Subtle Hand. Yeah. I will say that the, apparently his, informant, his little investigator guy, isn't going to be back for a week.
Okay.
So you guys have time to probably run this little adventure, as it were.
Fetch quest.
Woo-hoo. Cash quest.
Do we have any info on, like, where he is?
Oh.
Like, how public of a figure is he?
Oh, the Subtle Hand? This guy is, like... You have no... Nobody has known where he has been for years.
Okay.
Like, he is incredibly secretive about his location, but from the way Falafel describes this... like, detective guy, he probably knows what he's doing. So you guys have a week until that. So you guys can go and, do your, you guys can go to bed if you'd like. And then we can...
Was the gold split evenly?
Oh, yeah. How do you guys split up the gold, actually? That's a good point.
I was assuming it was going to be even.
Yeah, we can do five ways. That's,
It was 27.50,
yeah,
right?
I believe that's correct.
I did the math way earlier.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. 550 each. You guys can get 550 gold each.
Woggles probably did the math before we even finished the
mission. Yeah, Woggles is actually like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. Like, full on crazy man. But what are we doing?
With this kind of money, Dane, we can pay off.
Yikes. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I believe a long rest is in order.
All right. You guys take a long rest. Who's getting a dream tonight? Dane's getting a dream.
Uh-oh.
Trevor's all dreamed out. He's not getting a dream. Woggles is getting a dream.
Ooh.
Augur and Andy. You know what? Everyone's getting a dream except for Trevor. That's how.
Audrey's in the bathroom, so make her go last.
I will. Thank you for telling me that. We're going to start with Dane. Dane, you are on a road, and you're holding the now lifeless body of your brother. Blood is streaming out of a wound in his chest. His eyes have like rolled back into his head. And your big brother, who for your entire life has kind of looked out for you, protected you, he's gone. You don't know what to do. And this has got to be the darkest night that you've ever really have seen. The stars don't seem to be in the sky. And you're not sure whether or not that's like something you're hallucinating, but you just feel sick with grief. You kind of take his body, you drag it back to your house. And it takes hours. And while you're on that road, dragging the body of the person who you probably love the most, something in you snaps. You know that you need to start carrying the weight. You know that you need to start protecting people because nobody's there to do that for you anymore, so you might as well take that position. People might know you as happy-go-lucky, maybe a little bit, like, dense, but you know that your heart, there is a fierce fire burning in it. one of maybe even rage of the injustice that was done to your brother. So that's your dream. Woggles, you have a dream and you're a lot shorter. You feel a lot shorter. You're like, oh wait, I'm a kid. You're really young. And you're practicing a bunch of martial arts with your fellow monks who are around your age. And you see that the Master Donu walks into the room with a bunch of other people who have different kinds of robes than he does. Like, there's one in like robes of black. One has like this orange robe with like a hand on it. One has one with a jug. One has one with like, it's gray with like a red skull. And they're all kind of silently watching you guys train. And you notice that everyone else is able to shoot like a bolt of fire and you can't. And you're not one for emotion. You never usually are. You've gotten good at controlling that side of yourself, but you can't help but feel just disappointed. You haven't completely gotten control of your emotions yet. And a little tiny bit slips through. Like, maybe you make a face. And you notice, as one of the monks in the robes, specifically the monk in the gray robe with the red skull, looks at you curiously. You go back to your room. It's loud, of course. You're on a mountain. Wind and whatnot. And for the first time in a long time, you cry. And that's your dream. More of a memory, but that's a dream. Augur, you are standing in a field, like a big circular field, surrounded by enemies. They are everywhere. And among their ranks steps somebody who you've come to know as a traitor to your state. Somebody who you have so much... You're not a man for hate, usually. You're a man of calm and collected confidence in your abilities and in who you are. You have come to hate this person. And you see she walks over to you, doesn't say a word, and draws this, like, axe. And you two go at it. You guys battle in almost perfect silence, besides the clang of iron upon iron and your, like, screams and grunts and whatnot. And eventually, you can't be sure, but you feel like a force push you off balance, and suddenly your right hand is gone. And you kind of fall to your knees, like you kneel in front of this person whom you hate, and you wait for them to finish it. And they just look you in the eyes, and they laugh. And soon everyone around you is laughing. And they simply point in the other direction and simply say, run. And with nothing else to do, you run. Andy, you are back in the depths of a deep, dark cave. You remember this place. And your clothes are torn. Your skin is torn from crawling on your hands and knees at points to get through really kind of jagged and close quarters. Like, you're not claustrophobic in the slightest. You've lived in this environment for a long time, but you might be getting there. And you're stumbling through these infinite dark chasms. I mean, you sometimes will catch maybe a rat or something, but you're hungry. And the constant pebbles digging into your feet, hands, feel like nothing compared to this hunger. And eventually you you see a light at the end of this tunnel. And you stumble out of it, and you roll kind of down the hill, right smack dab into a dwarf who's missing a hand. And you look up into their eyes, currently just covered in cuts and bruises and ragged clothes, and you look up into their eyes and you see only compassion. You guys all wake up in the morning feeling nice and rested. What are we doing today?
Are we going to see Nicodemus?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys want to go see Nicodemus?
I'm cool.
I believe seeing Nicodemus is the correct way of action.
Woohoo, I got that one right.
Yeah. You guys all go to see Nicodemus. You guys probably have breakfast at the hall, I'm assuming. But you guys go see Nicodemus. And you walk in, and he's there at his desk. Nobody else is in the room. He's like,
Yes, take a seat. Have we thought of a name yet?
Yes, edit in name later.
Great one. Yes, I agree. Perfect.
No.
Yes, you can take all the time that you need to. As of now, you are unnamed group number 3.
What? Who's 1 and 2? What the?
Man, can we be unnamed group A? I don't fuck with this 3 shit.
Are we the 3rd group that's currently in existence that's still unnamed? Or are we the 3rd group ever to be unnamed and like the 1st one and 2nd one both have names now, but they're still honorarily unnamed 1 and 2? And so when you try to save the file, it saves it as document 3.
What in the hell are you talking about? I have no idea what kind of shit you are spouting out of your mouth. You are unnamed group number 3 because everyone else has a name except for 2. Because 1 thought, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we were unnamed group number 1 and we just kept that name? And another group decided it'd be funny if they did the same thing with unnamed group number 2. So, if you would like to follow in the steps of those knuckleheads, you may. However, you will remain until you have a name, unnamed group number 3.
So you think this is funny?
No. Not remotely. I have a quest for you.
Hey, 3rd time's the charm.
That's a good one. Anyways, I have a quest. So, your mission is another retrieval mission. This one is a guild-employed mission. The last one was obviously through the Ethereum Coalition. We were being paid, they were paying us a commission for that. But this is a guild-based mission, so you will probably be able to gain another ring off of this one, but I'm about to tell you some confidential information. We, in this guild hall, have a teleportation device that has been broken for a very, very, very long time. However, we believe that we have gotten word that there's a piece that we are missing that is somewhere within the caves nearer to, again, Applegate. I mean, I don't know why it keeps coming up. There must be some weird shit going on in that town because there's lots of stuff nearby. But there's apparently a cave system nearby there that connects to a much larger one that goes throughout the Bendoja Mountains. We do not know where it really goes in its completion, but we do know that there is a certain part of the cave that we do not explore because it is dangerous. So we are sending you to do that.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Is the dangerous part the one by Applegate?
Yes. No, yes, that would be why we are sending you there.
Great.
The piece we are missing, we don't have a name for it because we don't really know what it is. We do know that it looks kind of like a T, like the letter. The common letter T, with like 2 little gems on the side.
Uppercase or lowercase?
Uppercase. So you can call that the T, I guess. I don't really know. It doesn't need to be creative. It'll be put into a larger machine later. But.
And that's the T.
Wow. Wow.
That
wow. I was expecting Alex Rodri to make that joke, but wow.
Oh, you know what joke I made?
You
I
should
made.
Be proud of that one.
That's the motherfucking tea.
It's not even a joke.
It's the meme. I referenced the vine.
It's the meme.
The bad vine.
It's the beeb. All right.
Never mind.
You guys, that's your quest. Nicodemus continues and says,
"You'll also be able to keep whatever you find down there, besides the tea, obviously. But because this is a guild commission thing, you can keep whatever else you'd like." Well, that isn't claimed by people. Like, don't steal shit.
Aww.
Unless the people are bad.
Aw, shit.
Unless the people are evil, then you can totally steal their shit.
Woohoo!
Who is to say what is evil?
Well, I am trusting your judgment, and if we find out later that you stole from someone who's not evil, according to the court, then there will be punishment. But if we determine that you stealing from them was either of essence or because they were going to do something shady with the objects that they have, then you're probably in the clear. Capiche?
Capiche. Let's do it.
All right. So, you can start whenever you would like, and just return here with the tea artifact. All right. So, yeah, that's your guys' little quest. It's about 1 in the afternoon. What are we doing?
I say let's get started.
Let's find the tea.
Oh, wait. Before we get started, this is a new day, correct? Because we have long missed.
Yes, this is a new day.
So, technically, that means I can train and not get exhausted.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have it. You can train 2 days in a row without getting exhausted. If you do 3, then you get a point of exhaustion.
Even if there are long rests.
Yes, like I'm talking about days here. Like you wouldn't work out hard and then work out hard.
I get it.
And then work out hard. You know, that'd be you need to take like a rest day.
True fact.
It's gonna be two days and then a day of rest. So yeah, go ahead. You guys can train if you want. I guess.
Heck yeah.
I never give up.
I will have you guys explain how you're training though, because if you do manage to hit that sweet spot, like Sean somehow managed to fucking clutch, I will need to know how you are training and how I will therefore reward you. So yeah, go ahead and make your little training rolls.
I did not make it.
Okay, so you're down to 19.
I'm gonna make my roll.
Okay. Nope, I'm figuring that. Anyone else want to train or do anything while you're still here?
I didn't make it.
Should we do any cute descriptions of what we're doing?
Yeah, go for it. We love cute descriptions of what we're doing.
I heard a roll, though. You can go first.
Oh, yeah, Sean, what'd you roll? Okay. Yeah, you guys can describe what you're doing. Alex and Audrey, you guys, are you guys training or are you guys doing something else?
Ogar is not going to train. He's actually going to be very dissociated kind of all day. In fact, he did not bring morning tea to the meeting.
Oh. Little shook.
Well depressed.
Are you trying to hide that fact? Or is it like fully out there?
I would say it'd be obvious to people who are good at telling when people are off.
Here's what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say the only person you're very good at kind of masking what you feel for the most part. You're kind of trained to do it almost, but really Andy would probably know because she's lived with you for over a year at this point, so she would know that something's not right with you, but everyone else probably either doesn't know or doesn't really care enough to say anything. But, yeah, Andy, are you training, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm training. I didn't roll high enough to do anything, but I'm going to, for my training, I'm going to be, since I know Ogard isn't carrying around his tea, just sneaking a cup of tea next to him wherever he goes all day without him noticing me.
Aw. You know what I'm going to do for that? I'm going to have you roll sleight of hand versus his perception. Or no, you know what? Never mind. I'm going to have you do that versus his passive perception,
oh,
which I have. So go ahead and roll that.
Well, you're lucky. I don't have expertise sleight of hand. At sleight of hand. But it's an 18, so.
Yeah, you managed to do that. Yeah, Nick, the only person who really notices is Nicodemus, and he just kind of gives you like a look like, what the hell? But otherwise, nobody else notices. So yeah, are we good to head out?
I think so.
Yep.
You already know what it is. I'm gonna need that swiggity survival check and a D12. I'm gonna have somebody else besides Logan do it this time. So I'm gonna point Dane. Go ahead and roll a D12.
You roll a D10 one time.
One.
Never roll a D12 again.
I actively one. Gave myself disadvantage, so that's a natural one.
You motherfucker.
All right. No. Don't do that to him.
Wait, we both got one.
I appreciate him taking the L.
Oh yeah, he got a one on the D12. That is right.
Yeah, he did. I'll tell you that the D12 is much different than you guys
right.
think it is.
I'm assuming,
like, it doesn't function.
Yeah, stuff is like just assigned
normal.
To each number.
But you guys somehow managed to go in a circle on the road.
That's
like
incredible.
You take the wrong Y intersection for a bit and you realize, oh shit, this isn't where we're supposed to be going.
How did we get on a roundabout?
A rotary?
What? I mean, yeah, so that's going to actually add a day onto your travel.
So we went
but
to the Y intersection and we went left and we realized we were supposed to go right. So when we go back, we go right, but that just takes us back to home and then we got to turn around again and go back to the same Y and then go right.
Yeah, you guys are directionally impaired.
It's incredible. It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
Get to see the sights.
You guys rest for that night. No dreams of real mention. Just kind of your general crazy shit. I'm gonna have you guys roll those checks again. I'm gonna have Audrey roll the D12 this time.
I'll get those.
It's a 15 for the survival.
I got a 3 on the D12.
All right. Yeah, you guys managed to get a lot more headway than you thought you would today. And while you guys are walking down the road, you see a column of soldiers coming, like, towards you. and Dane, you recognize the guy at front.
Uh-oh.
And they're walking towards you, and the guy at front kind of recognizes you. He's like, oh, yes, hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir, how are you?
Well, I am kind of doing like shit sandwich. You see, we go up to a mountain to fight Goblin, but it turns out they are all dead or fleeing from a certain orc warlord. So we do not know what we are doing in mountain. We had to leave.
Ah, okay, so where are you guys off to now?
Back to our barracks. So that was literally a waste of about 5 days.
Well, at least you get paid.
Not exactly how that works, but no, you know what? That is not how that works. It was all around shit show.
At least you got some quality time in with each other.
We did get quality time in. We did play soccer with Goblin Head. It was much fun.
Ah, you should try a bucket next time.
You see one of the dwarves in the ring goes, hell yeah, brother, playing bucket. Kick the bucket is the best damn game there is, I reckon. I tried to teach him some. Nah, they don't. They're like, ah, no, let's do some of these goblin heads. They're all nice and cushy. You're like, you gotta build up some of that foot resistance for that bucket.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I had to kick a brick.
You kicked a brick? Damn. That's pretty hardcore. I'll say that right now. So the army kind of like gives you guys some room and passes. But you make it to a clearing to take a nice little sleep. Yeah, you guys can train before you go to bed.
Okay.
Hmm?
You said we can?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay. You guys took a day off. You guys can all train if you want.
That.
Ooh.
Two.
Ooh, okay. Well.
What'd we get, Logan?
You don't want to know.
One.
Four.
Four. All right, all right. You have a sad training. Well, actually, what everyone else get?
Two.
I got a 10.
Two?
Two.
Is anyone else training?
I got a 10.
I got a 14.
What teen?
Four. Teen.
14. And what did,
Ogre's not training.
Ogre's not training. All right. Yeah. Dane, you and, Woggles are martially training again, but Ogre is not really, I don't think, feeling up to it, kind of, for, like, the training portion of it. So you guys kind of are just hitting each other a lot. Like, it's not even, like, technically good either. It's just you guys are landing hits because your guards are down.
Good work, guys. You're doing so good.
You guys are kind of getting hurt.
Do not patronize me, Ogre. I know when I'm not doing good. It's an off day today.
That just sounds like an excuse.
Oh. Yeah. Sass. Do you guys want to just hit the hay after that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys hit the hay after a particularly long day of travel. Yeah, you know what, Woggles, you have another dream. And you've never had this dream before. This is a new one. You have a dream that you're like a baby. You have no idea how you could possibly remember this. This must be like some dream, like an actual dream, like not even like a memory. But you're like a baby in like a basket. And somebody puts you, like, you feel somebody climbing up the steps towards the monastery. And you watch as your buddy, now the Yeti, steps out to kind of, like, apprehend them. And they, like, just shove it back with, like, this wall of force without any effort. And then they keep walking up the stairs. And then they simply set the basket down in front of the monastery. They look down at you, and you realize they have no face. Like, just no face at all. No eyes, no nose, no mouth, just a flat surface where their face should be. And you're not sure whether or not, like, it's just, like, some weird memory thing, if this is a memory, or if it's just some weird dream shit, but they don't have a face. And they look down at you, and they don't say a word. But you can feel this, like, palpable regret. And they turn and walk away. You guys wake up in the morning. I'm gonna have Mike roll the d12 today.
Yay.
6.
Nice. What did we get in survival?
21.
20, oh, for sure. You guys get there much earlier than expected without any hedge. So you guys are in Applegate again. Yay.
Yay.
What are we doing?
I believe our first course of action is to make things right with the man that we did wrong to.
Well, you didn't really do him wrong.
That's on you, buddy.
Yeah, that was just me.
Dane, yeah. Let's pay him off.
Yeah, Dane, you go to Tom. You find Tom in his little workshop, which has nobody else in it but him. And he sees you and he kind of brightens up. He's like, oh, Dane. How you doing?
I'm good. I got your money for you.
You do? Oh, man. I can't believe it. Do you have it all right now?
Yeah, a good man always pays his debts.
Did you just, like, put down the 300 in front of him?
Yeah.
All right, yeah, you can subtract that from your total. He's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, I'm gonna come back from this.
Yes, you Dang. Are, buddy.
Dane, you're a good man, Dane.
Yeah, you are too, sir.
And he gives you like this big bear hug.
Oh. I squeeze him back.
Yeah, you guys have a nice tender moment. And that's that. You've given him back his money. So what we doing?
Well, if we have no good business in Applegate, I say we start heading towards the caves.
Yeah, we restock on food and supplies. And
To the caves.
Yeah, I just kind of assume you guys do that. You guys restock on food and supplies.
Do we happen to encounter any other old faces on our way to the caves? Perhaps we see TJ just wailing.
Yeah,
on
I was
some
just about to
kids.
Mention that. Who has good passive perception?
Not me.
No, you do not. You've been 8. Woggles and Dane, you guys actually notice a tiny gnomish boy beating the absolute shit out of like this Goliath. Like somehow. Like he has like this mallet and he's like smacking him in the face with it. And he's like, "Better give TJ his money. You owe him money." And the guy's like, I know, I didn't mean to take your money. Made a big fucking mistake, fool. Gonna rip out your fucking nose.
No, please, I don't want it to happen.
Bite it off, TJ.
He looks over at you, he's like, yeah, I'm gonna bite it off. And you just hear, the scream come from the alleyway as, like, guards turn and start to run towards it.
Well, all right, let's leave. It's time for our party to go. We had seen enough.
Augur, look at what you did.
I'd rather not.
Down with the Goliatharchy.
What's that?
Down with the Goliatharchy.
No, this was just some poor guy. Yeah, you guys trying to find the caves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually,
I believe finding the caves would be the best
option.
Yeah,
actually, I'm gonna have Dane make a, what would that fucking be? No, you know what, Dane, you would know this. You would just know this, because you've lived here your entire life. The caves are just, towards where you guys headed up the mountain originally, they're a little bit, to the south. So you immediately know where to go. So you guys are at the mouth of the caves, and you see there's a lot of equipment around it and whatnot. And there are some people who are, like, mining and whatnot, trying to get metal for the bucket factory. One of them, who looks to have 2 rings on their hand, is this dwarvish woman. She's like, "All right, what we doing? You guys ring bearers or something?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That is exactly what we are.
Right, what business you got in the caves?
Cave business.
We have been sent to receive an artifact.
Oh, right. You looking for the tea?
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, I wish you the best of luck. It's going to be a little bit sketchy in there for a while. We've been seeing some of them undead folks, zombies and the like, kind of wandering around down there, so I'd be extra careful. And she gives you a bunch of directions to where, what part of the cave it kind of starts to get, like, real fishy.
Thank you
for your help.
Thank
man.
You.
Yeah, of course. I wish you all good luck, and, don't be kicking the bucket in there metaphorically, you know what they say.
Yeah.
Applegate.
And physically,
probably
too.
Probably not literally either. It would give our position away.
Yeah.
I reckon it would be quite, it'd be mighty loud. I do reckon. All right, well, you folks have a wonderful time down in the caves. Hopefully I'll see you soon. So you guys enter the caves. And you get to the branch of it where there's like a fence almost just to keep shit out. Are we going in?
Hell yeah. Yep.
All right, so here is what I'm going to do. I'm gonna have everybody roll initiative. We're not gonna start in battle. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna keep initiative the same throughout the entirety of this cave trek.
This guy is so smart.
So whenever we get into battle, I can just have that at the ready.
All right.
So.
9.
I'm gonna. 9 for Mike.
10 for Woggles.
A 10 for Woggles.
2 for me.
A 2 for Dane.
5 for me.
Jesus, you all did so bad. I got a 16.
I'm sorry, I'm not good at this game. I've got to practice more.
That's role playing for you.
Yeah, that's role playing for you.
Welcome to role playing and role playing.
We are a brand new podcast outside of Metro Detroit. No, we already did that little bit. We're not doing it again. Yeah, welcome to the caves. It's pretty dark in here. Who has dark vision? I'm pretty sure everybody but Woggles does.
Yeah, I do.
God damn. All right, somebody hold my hand.
I'll hold
my hand.
Get on my back.
Cute. So you're kind of leading him into this dark pit.
Does anybody have a torch?
I have
you
many,
guys have torches.
No.
You guys have torches.
Or really, I have the torch. They don't need the torch.
Yeah, you can have a torch.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. You have a torch. And you guys are wandering, and you come across your first zombie. And you see, it looks like they're kind of wearing this miner gear. And they kind of like are shuffling around. Are you guys trying to be stealthy or no? Well, you know,
that would be a good.
You know what? You guys have a
course of action.
You guys literally have a torch in a very dark place. So
okay, you're right.
So disregard that question. The zombie turns around and sees you. He's like, and just starts walking towards you. I'm gonna roll for his initiative. Boop.
1.
Wow, that is so sad. Andy's up first.
Awesome. How far away is he? How far away are they?
They're about 15 feet away.
Cool.
How did the zombie not see the flame until we got 15 feet?
It's a zombie, bro.
You guys,
bro,
he
kind of
came
him.
Out from like a little side thing.
I see.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm gonna go ahead and throw a dagger at this boy, this bad boy.
This bad boy, this go bad for boy. It.
It's a 13 to hit.
Yeah, that's gonna hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
So, it's going to be 4 damage, and then I'm gonna use my bonus action to hide.
Okie dokie. Yeah, go ahead and hide.
18 plus.
Oh, easily. This is a zombie, guys. Yeah, you're a shadow. Up next is Woggles.
All right, I guess I equipped my ring staff, and I run over to the guy so I can give him a nice little whack on the head.
Yeah, give him a whack. Let's roll those numbers. Those number rocks.
If only I could find my
d20. That one does happen to be the most important.
God, imagine only having one d20.
All right, we are calling in a substitute d20.
Oh, sad.
Honestly, we're going to have to find it. It's an expensive die.
I know, really, it is. What did we get?
We got an 18.
Easy, yeah,
plus
for sure.
7. So then a d6. Plus 5. We got a 4 plus 5 is 9.
Alrighty, 9.
And then I'd like to take a bonus action to just make a second unarmed strike.
You sure can.
Alright, so we're going to roll that d20 again.
Yeah.
It is even higher than last
time. Yeah, for sure.
So then the d4 goes... Wham! And it was a 3. Do I add anything to the,
yes.
the unarmed strike damage roll?
You do. You add your dexterity, so it should be 4. So that's a total of 7.
Yes, that is correct.
Very cool. Yeah, you bonk, bonk. You hit him twice. He's like, nah, meanie.
All right. Now excuse me as I find my d20.
Yeah, you go do that. Like, and that's going to be Travis. Trevor, Why do I keep saying that?
We put it in your head and now it's there.
No! Trevor, you're up.
So... Perhaps I should... No, let's do, how's... Hey, DM. How is the zombie looking?
Not great.
So you're... In your expert opinion, perhaps I should just go hit it?
Yeah, my expert opinion, probably.
No spell slots expended, just awesome sword swinging.
Yeah, go ahead and smack him.
I move up to him with my speed, and then yes. I go for a 10. Oh, shoot. Does a 10 hit?
Yes, it does hit.
Oh, fog.
Go ahead, roll damage.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to do very well against this one. Nine damage.
Nine total. Okie dokie. So, give me one moment. He dies. Yes, again. Like, he's dead now.
Oh, that's funny. I get it, because he's undead, and so now he's dead again. That was really clever.
Yeah, so like you took away the un from the dead, yeah. Now he's just dead.
That was really, you guys are funny.
We're quite clever.
Absolutely actually. Hilarious.
No, like I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. I'm sure whoever's listening to this right now is laughing as well, as hard as I am.
Yes.
Of course.
Anyways, you guys killed a zombie. Hip hip hooray.
Yay!
Are you continuing down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright. Who would like to track their way through the tunnels? Who's making survival checks?
I can do that, I suppose.
Okay.
That's an 8.
It's an 8? You kind of feel a little bit lost. But you do come across another zombie. And it's like... It looks to be what once was like a female facing dragonborn. She's like,
well, you too.
Oh my god. Okay. Believe it or not, the zombie gets to go first. And they're gonna move. They weren't that far away. They're gonna move up to Jesus. They're gonna try to hit Ogre and totally miss. So that's its turn. It's right near everybody now. It's now Andromeda's turn.
Wonderful.
Oh wait, what about my turn?
I'm assuming.
Oh no, you're right. You know what? We should have it function like that because then Sean will never get a turn. So we're just gonna have it on a We're going to have it on a rotation anyways. So, in that case...
Update. The D20 was in my pile of die the whole time.
I figured, but
the
like... The D20 check.
Was inside of us all along.
The D20 was the friends we made along the way?
Yeah. Actually, it's going to be Augur's turn.
Well, I'ma hit them.
Go ahead and hit them.
That's a 12.
That hits.
Okay. And then that's... 10 points of damage.
Holy fuck. 10 points? Okay.
5 plus 5.
Yeah, no, I believe it. Yeah, you slash into this zombie. That's your turn. That's going to be Dane.
Okay. 14 to hit.
Are you warhammering?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Okay. 7.
7 points of damage. Very nice. That's gonna be Andy.
Alright. I know this is a different zombie. Am I still hidden?
You are not, but you will have sneak attack if you hit them.
Oh, okay.
Which is not hard to do.
16 plus.
Oh, for sure.
Nine points of piercing damage. and then I'll just use my bonus action to hide.
What'd you do for damage?
9 points of piercing damage.
You watch as you stab the zombie, and it crumbles. Gross. And then it gets right back up.
Ooh.
Wow. Yeah, go ahead and roll that hide check.
Okay. I did already roll it, but I forget what I rolled. It's a 17 plus.
Yeah, for sure. All right, cool. That's going to be Woggles.
Out of game question. So my quarterstaff is versatile, meaning I can use it as a two-handed weapon. If I use it as a two-handed weapon, I'm guessing I can't use the unarmed strike.
No. I will allow you to do that.
Okay, so I can do both.
Yeah, you can do both. I'll allow you to do that.
All right.
Because that's big literally, so yeah, gonna... my issue with that is, like, you're literally just freeing up a hand to punch somebody. So, yeah, for sure, you can do that.
Or hear me out, kick.
Okay.
Or kick. Yeah, exactly. You have other appendages. Or okay. Headbutt. Or
that true fact.
Or
true fact.
Sit on somebody. I don't know.
Kung Fu Panda all right, style.
So I'm going to do a two-handed strike with my quarter staff, with my magic quarter staff.
Yeah.
My ring staff.
Go for it.
That'll be a 16 plus 7.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, perfect. And then nice little damage die is going to be a d8 since I have upgraded my handage. That'll be a 2 plus 5 is 7.
You smack this thing so hard its head just comes off.
And clean yeah, you off. Just perfect. That's what I like to see.
Just hear her go. And that's
and then it fell down a hole, and thus the game of golf was invented.
Wow, that's world building for you guys.
No, that's just a Hobbit ripoff.
I know. we're gonna keep going. I'm gonna need another survival check.
Okay, that is an 11.
11. Okay, you guys keep going down the hall. Or, like, this massive cavern for a long time. And you guys, you see a lot of, like, corpses that are almost skeletonized at this point. I don't even know if that's a word, but that's a word I'm using. There's not much flesh on them. You see rats running around.
I also imagine it smells really bad.
Oh, it's stanky. It's quite stanky. And there's a lot of people with hard hats that look like buckets. And whatnot, and with mining equipment, there's like minecarts filled with ore and stuff like that. But yeah, you guys keep making your way deeper and deeper into the caves, and you haven't been able to find anything. Go ahead and roll another survival check.
That one is a 16.
All right. You kind of come into an area where it's like, you come into a, let's surf that. A promontory. Is that it? Like a cliff. Like a cliff. You come into like a cliff. There's like stairs leading down to a pit. And this pit is about 50 feet deep. And you see down there that there are three zombies milling around. And you see that to the back of one of them, like almost like embedded in it, as if it was, like, stabbed with this thing, is, like, this tea. You guys liked this episode of Roleplay and Roleplay. We are super excited to have you listening. Thanks for listening to some ads too, if they're there. And yeah, music is from One Man Symphony. It's royalty free. And otherwise, we are super excited for when the next episode comes out. So yeah, thanks for listening, and have a nice day, I guess. Bye.